Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Celebrity news is always popping, is right here, and we got our West Coast fam, Heidi and Frank and Weenie.
Hello.
What's up, y'all?
How y'all doing?
We're awesome.
All right, y'all, so later on in the show, Azealia Banks is at it again, and this time she might have finally gone too far.
Oh,
plus,
Lord.
We got a first look at Rihanna's latest sexy enterprise. Well, I thought we were done with this, but y'all, Tyrese, who's kind of like my play brother, and then my boo, The Rock, have recently talked again about their ongoing feud and whether it will be squashed or not.
Yeah, oh, really? I am done with this.
It's so in the same room?
Well, during a recent podcast interview, Tyrese had this to say.
I have yet to talk to The Rock to this day, you know. And we will have a conversation. I found myself being the messenger, okay, on behalf of various people associated to the franchise. But stupid me was the only one that went public about those feelings.
All right.
Which is my own fault.
Well, y'all.
Well.
Wow.
When the man say, honey, oh, you want to work again? I'm going to need you to retract everything you said about The Rock, honey.
That's
so
right.
So you need to sit there and eat a good old bowl of crow.
That's for,
Yeah.
But as a recap, I mean, can it remind me of what is this beef all about?
There's something about The Rock went to go do a movie off of the spinoff of Fast and Furious, yeah, the last one they did, and it kind of stopped the process of Fast and Furious because he went off to do his own thing. And it kind of had everybody else, I guess, in the crew or cast on pause.
And Tyrese thought he could just sit there and say whatever you want to say, honey.
What are the chances to y'all of them amending?
If the studio wants it to happen, it's going to happen, and they just won't be in the same scene together.
Well, yeah.
Martin and Gina did it the whole last season.
Okay.
Well, the love story of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson has been very well documented through Instagram, but now, oh God, it's taken it to the next level because now they have matching tattoos. That's
sweet,
true love right
sweet.
There.
It's the sweet one.
It's not just one either, right?
No,
they had multiple matching tattoos.
Multiple tattoos. Now, we've talked about the ones that Pete Davidson has gotten for Ariana Grande, but now they've got matching ink. The couple got H2GKMO. I'll just make it easy for you so you don't have to try to figure that out. That means honest to God, knock me out.
They
yeah, like that
like
saying.
Something that's in food, GMO.
Right, exactly.
Water and GMO.
And H2O.
It looked like the Wi-Fi passcode. Is that what it is? That's what it looked like to me.
Probably.
This is their code for great sex with each other. Somebody rolled over and said, honest to God, knock me out.
This is re-damn ridiculous.
So you don't think it's real?
No, I think these are henna tattoos. I think the whole world is being trolled. Because, like, Ariana Grande, like, I don't think she would do this to herself.
And overnight. Yeah. And
exactly.
Then, y'all know on her finger she has clouds and his name. And then
that's
he
right.
has clouds and her name.
Yeah.
They're in love.
No, okay. Ariana Grande, she is proving a point, though. They said once you go black, you never go back. She like the hell with that. Because if she left, what's his name?
Big Sean.
And she with this man, honey, she went back. And she didn't do none of this madness with Big Sean.
Well, she did Mac Miller after Big
Sean. That's right. That's right.
He was kind of black.
Madonna recently took a holiday, but not to relax on some private yacht. No, Madonna and her brood returned to the African country of Malawi to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the opening of the Mercy James Center for Pediatric Surgery and Intensive Care.
That's her, her daughter, Mercy.
Yes,
right?
Named after her daughter, Mercy.
Oh, that's nice.
Really sweet. Now, all four of her adopted children are from Malawi, and in a rare picture, she has a picture with all six of her kids that she posted on Instagram.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's cool.
They're all together.
I love this.
Now, Mercy got the hospital. Do the other kids get anything? Like,
that's what I was thinking, head crack.
You're right. Mercy was like the first child that she adopted, so it's like she was excited, you know.
Exactly.
The rest of them, you know how it is. The rest of the kids don't get nothing.
But now I have a question. I don't chew my head off.
Oh, my God.
Now, the hospital says Mercy James Center for Pediatrics, but you don't spell pediatrics like that. It do.
Oh,
they put
man.
The A before the E.
What is that?
They sure did.
Did they do that intentionally?
I think that's like the British way of spelling. They're in Africa.
Pediatrics. Pediatrics.
It must be the British way because she flew them all to Africa with her umbrella because she's dressed like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she sure is. They're giving those little plaid dresses,
I'm
honey.
I'm going to just go with their spelling and say they're smarter than
them. Yeah.
Maybe we've been spelling it
they
wrong.
They have a reason. They would not put that up there wrong like that.
Man, you're going to have a brain where your heart is if you go over there.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, he's just drunk. When we come back, I'm going to tell you which star probably should have left the booze alone before going on stage.
Is it you?
Oh, no.
All
not
right.
This time. I'll tell you when we come back.
Bye, for now,
bye
Atlanta.
Bye, you guys.
All right, we're moving on. Let's talk about Azealia Banks. She's trolling on the internet again. And this time, she's going after a bigger prey, Wendy Williams.
Oh, no.
She's trolling somebody? I thought she was just sad about people trolling her.
Well, here's the thing. Wendy talked about the Wild 'N Out incident during her Hot Topics and made a list of every celebrity Azealia's ever had beef with. It's kind of a long list. So Azealia, being the Lee Harvey Oswald of clapbacks, took to the internet and said, OMG, can Wendy Williams have another stroke on TV and finally drop dead? I would love to see her die on the air.
First of all, nobody else can sit in that purple chair, okay? So we definitely going to need Wendy in that purple chair. We're going to need Wendy Shade. But here's the thing with Iggy. This one, Izzy, wasn't it Ag Azealia?
Azealia Banks.
I said yesterday, I think that when you go extreme like this to say that somebody should die on TV, this is a cry for help. But I don't think naming your list of people who you beef with is a problem. I would think those would be notches on Azealia's belt. She loves going after people.
Yes, she does. But my thing is, what's the last song she made?
But you can't cry, though.
You wouldn't know it because, like, she doesn't make music for the radio, per se. She has this new song. I think it's called, like, Fantasy Island or something like that. And it's actually a dope song.
You always say she make good music.
She's an incredible artist.
She really is.
I ain't never heard none of her songs.
She should write the next Comedy Central roast. She would be great at that.
Right.
Because that's where all that dark material can manifest and be viewed as great.
Yeah, we just need somebody in the front. Because right now, there's too many things on her to make us feel like she might be crazy. And you're not crazy. Please don't come after me, Azealia.
Oh, you're next.
Please.
Oh, you're definitely on the list.
I ain't even no rapper girl. Rihanna is not playing, y'all. She's coming for all the coinage, honey. Oh. RiRi has launched a sexy lingerie line called Savage by Fenty.
Okay.
Really?
I like it.
That's
Savage.
Right, honey. Yes, the lingerie line ranges from sizes small to 3X. So, ladies, you might not have Rihanna's bank account, but you definitely can look like her when she's feeling sexy.
Oh.
The results may vary.
Well, I like this piece. Actually, out of all the pieces shown, including the piece on Rihanna, I like the piece on the thick girl.
Yeah.
That's sexy right there.
Yeah.
And she cute, girl. I like that.
The Amber Rose Garden.
Yeah. Baby, these girls are every woman.
Yes, they are.
Ma'am, it's all in them.
Yes. And you know, she's kind of been winning with this whole something for everybody thing that she's been on. Because even with her makeup line, she had every shade of person.
Yes,
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be the string for everything for Fenty. It's for everybody.
Shades every woman.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I love it, honey. Well, if she's on a run like this with Fenty, we're probably not going to hear no more music.
No, we are.
You think so?
Because it all helps each other. Yes, a platform in every direction. Yes. In her video, she can rock her own lingerie, darling. Yes.
Because it's not like she's somewhere in a basement with a sewing machine.
Right.
You know, do y'all think she's going to be the next Jessica Simpson?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But Jessica Simpson with good music. I know.
All right, y'all. Coming up, who's the highest paid celebrity in the world? It's definitely not Gary. But we'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
what up? What up? Floyd Mayweather is still knocking people out.
Really? Oh, yeah. I thought he stopped fighting.
No, it's not
another
in the ring,
payday.
No, it's not in the ring, no. He's knocking people off the Forbes list.
Hey, I ain't mad at that.
Now, y'all shouldn't be shocked because he hauled in a smooth $285 million this past year, coming in as the highest paid celebrity.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did
That's
he even...
some serious bank, honey. Serious.
It is.
Did
That's
he fight
he
anybody last year?
Fight.
Well, you know, this ain't Tyson.
Right. No, the receipts were still coming in for the Conor McGregor fight, so yo, he was still kicking off of that. And some of your favorite celebrities are way far behind. Like, George Clooney was number one on the list until Money Mayweather came through and haymaked him. Mayweather bumped him down, making almost $50 million more than George Clooney did.
Good, Googly.
I'll just take a piece of it. I'll just take 10.
That bothers me, though.
Why?
Boxer could make all that money. Teachers getting paid pennies. And, honey, if you could read this, thank a teacher.
A teacher risking their life, too, going in the classroom with some of these crazy kids, just like Mayweather going in the ring.
If more teachers would fight the students, they'd get paid more.
Yeah, I'm sure a couple of them teachers will take a hit for that much money.
You're damn right. Yeah. And then a hit.
I would stand in the ring. Right.
Gary, if you had 24 hours to live and $285 million, what would you spend it on?
I would probably have a lot of sex, first of all. I would go get
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, bitch, you go get all
the sex. You done lived all these 70 years with no sex. Now you want to be having some sex. You better get you a lot of Viagra, honey.
I was done. Oh, that ain't that long.
You want me to kill somebody?
Yeah.
Put all them years of oppression on them. That years of oppression.
Oh, yes. Don't kill them.
All right, y'all. Wiz Khalifa is giving us a tour of his Fly LA home.
Yo, what up?
And the good vibes that come with it.
Okay.
That's right, y'all. The rapper's $4.6 million crib is decked out with multiple rooms set up for his adorable son, Sebastian. Aww. And guess what?
What?
He even has a personal section in the house for his ex-wife, Amber Rose.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So that's pretty cool. I don't know if it's a sex room. Well,
yeah, what kind of room is that?
Oh, it would have to be a sex room, right? It would have to be.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
No. Like true Wiz fashion, it ain't no fun if the homies can't. That's right. He recently revealed his luxurious palace has a weed bar. And a gallery-style weed wall featuring everybody who smokes pot from Snoop Dogg to old Willie Nelson.
So it's like a wall of flame.
Like, yeah, I'm sure Amber going to be visiting that room in that house.
You know that tramp.
How you know he don't have somebody already else in that house?
Well, she in her room and I'm in mine.
Runway baby and boobs. Yes, y'all heard me right, y'all. Mm. Sports Illustrated hosted a swimsuit search on Sunday, and model Mara Martin took the runway by surprise when she debuted her sexy swimwear with a beautiful attachment.
Oh, man.
Take a look. Waking up to headlines with me and my daughter and them doing something we do every day, she wrote. It is truly so humbling, unreal, to say the least. I'm so grateful to be able to share this message and hopefully normalize breastfeeding and also show others that women can do it all.
There's a lot to digest there.
Huh?
Was that a real baby?
That was a real baby.
Yeah.
That was a real baby. She was breastfeeding apparently in the back, and they were like, come on, girl, come on. And she had gone out there with a baby on the boob. And yeah, she was literally breastfeeding her baby walking down the runway.
Walking the runway, I don't think I would pull out my to feed my baby.
Exactly.
Even if my baby's hungry, something would have to wait, and I would go feed my child. But I wouldn't walk down the runway, maybe, unless the swimsuit was advertising that.
Yeah, if you see a man walking down the runway feeding his wife, honey, then what do people say?
Feeding his wife.
Well, she may have been hungry.
That would be the AVN Awards.
That's a little different, honey.
That's something else.
We
about to get an award.
Coming up next, Future has 99 problems and a gold digger ain't one. We're going to talk all about it after the break. Don't move. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Future is going for the gold, and we are not talking about album sales.
Oh, Lord, what not do? What not?
Now, I don't know if you guys have been on his gram lately, but music producer and rapper Future is totally in his feelings. He posted photos recently on social media with the captions, "Ah, gold digger, and ah, queen who deserves the world."
Who's the gold digger?
Yeah, who's the gold digger?
You know, it take my money.
It's hard to figure it out.
He's talking about one of his baby mamas. He recently has someone pregnant right now. I know he ain't disrespecting her, calling her no gold digger.
You never know. But, you know, well, one thing we do need to examine is the fact that why is it that Future and your best friend, Brad Bow Wow,
Your little brother, Bow Wow,
it seems like they always chasing the same kind of chicks. Actually, bump that. The same chicks.
The same chicks.
Like, you know, Bow Wow was with Sierra, then Future was with Sierra.
Right. Future is following up behind Bow Wow, so Bow Wow put it down first. Just saying.
Okay,
just saying. And then in the first one, Sierra, they were in love. And the second woman, Joey, they had a child together.
They did.
So these were serious relationships for Bow Wow.
Yeah.
And now they're serious for Future.
Okay, it's a child in a way, but I heard it's a baby, another girlfriend, a new girlfriend, or
no,
a baby mama.
No, he
or
was just seen recently with one of his other baby mamas. Which,
oh, that's normal.
Yeah, Future's always with his baby mamas all the time. He was with his baby mamas while he was with Sierra.
Yeah, they took pictures.
His
together.
Track record is strong. Like,
well, yeah.
Like Future's
at
like
least
a human...
he there for his kids.
Yeah. And the mamas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody get a touch up every now and then.
A tune up.
Lord, not the tune up. A touch up for the perm. Well, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That is right, ladies and Gary. Okay. There's nothing more aggravating than carrying a heavy purse in the summertime. Introducing the Cheek Milan Wristlet Crossbody Bag, guaranteed to make things a little lighter for you, Gary. You can select from two different styles and four colors, and that is not all, y'all. It's crafted from durable, high-quality, vegan faux leather and has gold-toned hardware, accent studs, and zipper pulls.
Oh,
that's like, everything.
What's a
it's
zipper
like a
pull?
Wallet and a purse.
Girl, and a suitcase. Oh,
and let's not forget the most important feature of them all, removable straps.
Oh.
That's right. So you can wear it as a wristlet or a crossbody bag.
Or a clutch.
All right, baby. How much this thing cost?
Well, darling, this stylish Milan wristlet crossbody bag usually goes for $130. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it is only
$24.
$24! Can you believe it?
That gives you the opportunity to put more money back in your bag.
What? Yeah. And it's from Milan?
All right, bitch. Milan.
Yes.
Honey.
Overseas, honey.
Compare that to the leading brand.
Just go to morningsafe.com and say, "Give me my bag, boo."
Up next, Heidi and Frank are back, and we will find out what celebrity is not going to apologize for enjoying his booze. Up next.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Oops, he did it again. I'm talking about Blake Shelton. He stumbled on stage at the Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest, and he has everybody talking. According to reporters, Blake had one too many cocktails, and fans weren't too pleased.
Hang on a second. Number one, he is at the Pendleton Whiskey Festival. If you're not falling down on stage, I don't think you're a company man, and I don't think you're supporting the thing you're doing.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, he has a song called The More I Drink, The More I Drink. If I have one, I'll have 13.
Yeah, don't give him one.
No, he's that guy. So if he cracks that Pendleton whiskey...
You would think a fan who is at the concert would understand that about Blake, but one fan tweeted out, "So that's the type of quality show that you put on. For people that spend their hard-earned money to come see you is for you to show up drunk. That's some Justin Bieber on Hennessy throwing up on stage nonsense right there." He's not used to being the sexiest man alive, because I did see a picture of him from his childhood. It's a game I like to play called Lesbian or Seventh Grade Boy. Grab your kid's yearbook. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wait till they go to sleep, though.
Yeah, don't do it in front of them or their friends, or they'll need a lot of therapy later in life. Probably. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.